Delighted to welcome Nikki from I Love White. First time on the radio?
First time on the radio.
Well, you're very welcome.
Thank
so,
you.
Let's just give a bit of context. So, I found you on Instagram and I thought, oh, this lady's talking about the Isle of Wight. Well, what's she going to know that I don't? Turns out, quite a lot. So, I've been watching you since, oh, I don't know, quite a few months now. So, when did it all start? You moved to the island?
Yes, yeah, so I moved to the island back at the end of October. So, we survived the first winter.
Yeah.
And then I moved to an Airbnb in Shanklin for 6 months just to see that it was exactly the right thing that I should be doing.
Yeah.
And then around probably 3 months ago now, we actually moved over to West Wight. To the fort, Golden
yes.
Hill Fort.
And I must say, one of the ones I absolutely loved was because you couldn't get the removal van in, could you?
No, it was too tall. So we had to, luckily I was doing indoor jobs, so I was running up and down the stairs. But we had to get a smaller van and do 4 loads of emptying yeah. the original one into a smaller
one. I love that, that's just so Isle of Wight.
It
absolutely
so,
is.
Everyone was like, welcome, officially.
Yes, absolutely. So what made you decide to do I Love Wight? So it's an Instagram page, it's TikTok, anywhere
yeah.
else?
We're now on Facebook as well.
Facebook as well. Okay.
And we are on YouTube, but I'm still, I say we're, I've posted about 2 videos on that. That's a work in progress.
Okay.
But basically, when I came, I like to travel a lot. And whenever I was going somewhere, I'd always turn to social media. I'd look on TikTok, Insta, the
yeah.
usual. My partner would look on TripAdvisor and YouTube. And we were looking, and there wasn't that much over here promoting
okay.
the local businesses. So I thought, you know what? I'll give it a go myself.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying it.
And that's what I've absolutely loved. So spotting businesses that I already knew, often some of
yeah.
the restaurants. And then every now and then I think, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm going to have to check that. True Food in Ventnor.
Oh, fantastic.
I went down there for breakfast because you'd recommended
it. Oh, amazing.
It.
Yeah.
And absolutely loved it. So,
great
and
to
many,
hear.
Many more. So, tell us, because I don't do the content.
Yeah.
How on earth, because you put a lot into your videos.
Oh, definitely, yes.
So, if you're planning something, how long is that taking you? What's the process?
It really does vary. So, initially, the first part is finding where we want to go, turning up. And kind of, I'll always, even if I don't know if I'm going to do a video on the place,
yeah.
I'll get it in preparation in case.
Okay.
And then when we come back and we love it, then I feel comfortable to tell everybody else about it. And if we love it, you're going to love it.
Because that's a really important point, isn't it?
Yes.
You're not posting any negative
exactly
reviews,
that.
Are you?
No, it's detrimental to businesses. And
yeah.
I actually got a comment from someone saying, why is it always the best? Give us real reviews. Tell us, I want it out of 10.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I've never claimed to be a someone that's going to rate businesses.
Yeah.
Or will we ever be that? We take you as if you're sat at the table with us. I'm
yeah.
showing you what I'm ordering. I'm showing you what it's looking like when it's coming. I'm showing you if I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And then it's up to you to decide. We also never say prices or say how much we've spent
yeah.
when we're going places, because we like to eat and drink a lot. And I'd never want someone to associate what we're spending at a place and think, oh, that's too expensive, I wouldn't go there, when you
yeah.
could eat or drink a lot less.
And let's face it, once you've mentioned the place, it's up to people to
exactly
Google
that
it themselves,
Nick.
Isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, 100%. And I'll
yeah.
always try and show the menu to give you, if you don't want to go to Google, you can just kind of say, oh, yeah, I'd pay that. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I think that's worth that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. So as you say, there are some places you've been and you maybe haven't been so impressed.
Yes.
And so you just don't feature them.
Exactly that. And I know with social media, if it was about growth or about me, you get more hits and you get more views.
Yeah.
Or if you are being negative or being controversial, that's not what this
yeah.
is about. I, in fact, a great example. I went to The Sun in Calbourne, and it was before we were just about to move to the fort. So we were thinking, oh, where's our local roast going to be? And when we were in there, it was actually only one other table who were the randomly the couple that I'd met a couple of months ago at the George, and they said, oh, you need to try The Sun's roast. So we went there and they were the only other couple. This roast dinner was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It's all farm to fork. Their background is in farming, and I said to my partner, I said, this is so good. I couldn't bear that there's only one other table in here, that anything could happen. And you know how it is on the island in any business. It can happen. So I said, I'm going to do them a video. And I ran out of there and I said to the couple that own it, Tegan and Tom, I'm going to do you a video. And they looked at me as if say, what the heck is she on about? And I wasn't even doing I Love White at the time. I just decided I needed to do them a video. Anyway, fast forward, we've done them two videos there. Not anything that they've asked us, all off our own back, because we genuinely love it. Yeah. And when we went there the last time, it was actually with my mum and dad. And they got the late ferry on the Sunday specifically so they could go there. And this other couple that was sat opposite us said, oh my goodness, we're here today because of you.
Yeah.
Tom then walked by and said, also that table, that table, that table. There were six other tables. Fantastic. And this was 6 weeks after we'd posted that video. And he said, it's like this every week.
That's absolutely
And that's fantastic. Exactly what we're doing it for.
Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right, because I mean, I've been on the island 20 odd years now, not originally an islander. And so there are places you go, and then for some reason they change hands, or maybe you go and you don't have such a great meal, and then you just stop going.
Yeah,
and you don't know, well, actually it's changed hands again, it's really improved, it's tried something new. So that's what I've been loving about, there's been some, you've reintroduced me, if you like, to some old favourites.
Oh, brilliant.
Like the Sun Inn.
Yeah.
We used to go there a lot when
we did,
when this one was little. Yeah. Well, she still is, but when
she's younger. Me too, girl.
So that's been absolutely lovely. Now, you've moved on a bit. There was the £10 challenge.
We can blame my dad for this. So my dad absolutely loves, they came to visit, what was it now, 2 weeks ago. My mum sadly is just, well, at the moment she's going through chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And before she was starting it, she came over as to visit us. And as we were driving through Freshwater, my dad saw the car boot sign. Now, I grew up going to markets on a Saturday, having sugared donuts, going to car boots, or what we call it, like the cheapy shops we used to call them, with all the little tacky things that no one ever bought except us. And he saw this, and this was on the Wednesday. We were on countdown till Saturday morning, till the Freshwater car boot. And we had this £10 challenge. And literally, the only rules are you've got 1 hour, whether it be a charity shop, which is great on the island because there's so many and great causes, or this time it was a car boot. You have £10, you've got 1 hour, and you have to get 3 items minimum. And then I let our community decide who got the best bids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
The best thing I've seen with one of those is my friend went to a charity shop on the island, got a pair of Air Maxes for £5 and managed to sell them for £120.
Winning. Yeah.
The bargains are
out. Yeah, definitely.
If you look hard enough.
There's definitely lots. Definitely got a lot of Ted Baker. I got Ralph Lauren for Fiver.
Levi jeans.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Levi jeans everywhere.
Absolutely. So, putting a reel together. So, you've been out for the day. You've shot a bit here, a bit there. How long is it then taking you to put it all together before you post it?
It really can vary. Some days, it's super easy and I'll do it like bang, bang, bang. And I'll usually tend to edit. So, we'll go somewhere. And then in the evening, I'll usually put it together. And then the next morning, I will do the voiceover and post it. So I try and post. Initially, when I started, I was doing 2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone down to, then I did 1 a day. And I'll be honest, it's grown pretty quick, Nick. Mm-hmm. We're nearly at 15,000 on TikTok, 5,500 on Instagram and on Facebook, which we only started a month ago, which was also interesting because when I was going to these places, I said, oh, are you on so-and-so? I'm going to tag you. And nobody on the island, everyone was Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't personally use that. So I've started that. And that's already at 9,000. Facebook's a really great community over here. So I'd then go and edit the video, do the voiceover and upload it. But at the moment, I'm doing at least 1 a day or every other day.
Yeah.
Perfect. Just so people aren't sick of me. Or we run out of places. Who knows?
It's a lot of work as well. Now, definitely. We've got a lot. It's not your day job, is it?
No, it's not. This is just a hobby, just something that we enjoy. And the reason that I love to support small businesses is because, in fact, I myself am a small business.
So tell us more about that.
And it's, so I am the owner and creator of a brand called Stacked by Nikki, STACCD. And basically, I do jewellery. I design jewellery. I don't personally make it, but I pack every order. I do everything. I wear many hats. My mum, I have roped in. She helps with customer assistance because that was one of my first. I knew if I was hiring someone, it had to be customer service to give the best, as if from when you've bought something, if you ever need to change size or anything like that, it should be as easy as just clicking to buy it.
Yeah, it makes all the difference.
You 100%.
You come back to a brand based on that, don't
you?
Yeah,
and it is my face. They are buying from me. I do the happy dance every time I hear the Shateen. In fact, I put my phone on silent just in case. But when I get an order in, it's actually coming to me. You're buying from a person. Yeah. And I that's also where my background in content creation kind of came about. It was all self-taught. And through 2020, when people weren't going out, when they weren't seeing people, I realised people weren't buying from brands anymore. They were buying from people. They would turn their phone on to stay social. And I started doing a lot more video content, not just about the jewellery, but what I did in the day as a small business owner or come to work with me or just engaging fun activities. And that's why when I saw people sharing my stuff or telling people about where they got their ring or their bracelet, I noticed how much it impacted my business. So if I was having a great meal or I stayed in a great local hotel, I'd tell people, I'd shout it from the rooftops. And that's also where I Love White kind of stemmed from.
Because there is that thing, isn't it? You can go to things like TripAdvisor and all those. But I have to say, I look at that and half the time you think, do I trust this?
Oh, definitely.
Have they just got all their family and friends to put a review up? But actually hearing it from you where you're actually saying, look, I'm here.
And it's showing great. Yeah,
fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about the jewellery. What sort of things do you design?
Yeah, so it's mainly rings, necklaces, bracelet, cuffs, bracelets, all of that kind of stuff. I used to do earrings and stuff, but I know it's so hard to take a picture of your own ear. So whereas I can, again, the thing is I can take a picture as long as my nails are done. I could be there in my bathrobe or this, that, have all my jewellery on, put a handbag or something behind, a steering wheel, usually a plate of food in a restaurant, and it looks appealing. I'd started it when I lived and worked on cruise ships for 10 years. I was travelling, and when I came back, I'd done spa management. It was more in the sales side of it. And I went for a job as a receptionist at the car dealership randomly. And they said, oh, no, we don't want to give you that. And I said, oh, okay, right, never mind. They said, no, we think you're a bit too overqualified to just welcome people. We would actually like you to sell cars. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I'm the worst driver in the world. I know nothing about cars. I'm like, it has four wheels. It's red. It's blue. It goes forwards or backwards. And I can't park it. But I thought, you know what? Let me learn. Yeah. And as I was doing that, I knew it wasn't where I wanted to be or what I wanted to do, but I loved it at the time. It was a people job and it was sales and I was learning. But at the same time, I started my jewellery business with an idea of what I wanted to do. In the meantime, I then actually came back to work with the cruise ships, and I actually worked with Isle of Wight College randomly, and I became their recruitment manager. So I travel all over the world and do presentations to colleges and young people of what opportunities they could get working at sea. And then I work closely with the Isle of Wight College. So I'd come over many times and speak there. And especially with an island, what I hear a lot is that people are struggling to find work or careers. And going back to the jewellery, one thing that I really would love to do, and another reason why I did Isle of Wight, is because my dream is to have a shop one day and people actually come in and physically shop with me. And I'd like to potentially do something working with the college or maybe do apprentice. I've not even told them about this.
No.
But to do something with the college to help local people that aren't knowing what they want to do, show them how to build their own brands, do socials and work in retail, people skills, presentations, confidence like yourselves with the four P's, and just really giving younger.
Hugely important.
Yeah.
And I think something that unfortunately isn't really taught at schools and college.
No,
you
not
know,
at all.
You can teach
them subjects algebra.
You like. But, you know, how to sell yourself at an interview, how to present a really good CV.
Public speaking.
All of that.
I found that, especially when I was going through, like, sorting out my personal statement and stuff for uni, we literally just got sent, like, videos of this is how you should write a personal statement, and that was all the help we got with all of that.
I didn't get that.
No, and I know a lot of my friends are, you know, families are spending money on coaches for their kids to get that kind of support, to get them the opportunities that they're more than able to do. They just need to get through the door, don't
they? Especially since COVID as well. I know there's a lot of people in my year who don't have great social skills because obviously they were impacted so much by COVID, and without anything to sort of help them in that. They're never going to get...
Yeah, so that's fantastic.
And that's where social media is so strong as well, because people often feel more confident to speak to their phone or speak to people that they've never met online, and you build that community and you build that kind of rapport, and it does also grow the confidence. And especially with local businesses, like you said, Nick, that there's places you thought, oh, I've not been there for a while. Oh, that's jogged my memory. And you almost feel comfortable, if you aren't such a confident person, to go in there, because I've already shown you what it looks like inside. You know what you're walking into.
And Nikki said it was good, so we better
head exactly on. Stamp of approval.
Do you get anyone coming back to you going, I took your recommendation?
So many, which actually makes my day. And you can't see because I'm on radio but I'm beaming, like, it, that's exactly what I love. Or they say, oh, if you've been here, you're gonna love this, or we've come to this place, what's the best place that... Or I now get people, someone's coming from Australia, Amsterdam, we're coming over, where should we go? This is where we're staying. Yeah. And it's exactly what I do.
I love showing people the Isle of Wight. You know, got friends. Too. I met a couple in Portugal when I was on holiday, an American couple. And the next time they came to Europe, they came and visited.
Amazing.
And I was like, tour guide Barbie for 2 days. I was like, let me show you all these amazing places. And it's with a great sense of pride to sort of say, let's show you this island.
And it makes my life so much easier, because I'd make these videos for my stories for my personal Instagram, and everyone go, oh my goodness, where's that, that looks amazing, and they'd disappear after 24 hours, and then someone would go, oh, I'm going to the Isle of Wight, where should I go? And I'd be forever sending a voice note or writing a list. Now I say, follow this account, that, and I'll put a header on every... If you click on the videos, you can see Island Eats or Island Treasures, or I try and kind of subdivide it, and then you can go, okay, I'm in Shanklin. Oh, I've heard of True Food, or I've heard of Low and Slow in Sandown, and from there, you can kind of...
So are you... Now, we were talking earlier, you get quite invested in the people you follow. I do.
Yeah.
So you were saying Lorna Lux. National media, unfortunately her husband John passed away earlier this year. The outpouring of support, she's obviously got a very big following.
Definitely.
But you know, there is that thing. So have you got people now kind of, oh, you haven't posted today, are you all right?
Do you know what? I did think that the other day, because I thought, you know, I'm going to back it off a little bit instead of doing my one every day or my whatever, so people don't get bored, because you can have too much, and everyone recognises me from my voice more than my face, which is exactly what we want. It's not about me, the account, it's about the small businesses, but I'll always do the voiceovers to talk you through my experience. And I used to get it more so with my business page, because there's almost 50,000 followers all over the world on that. And I did TikTok shop for a little while, and I'd go to 12 till 2 and go live and sell and show, like QVC almost.
Yeah.
And the odd day that I wouldn't get on there at 12, oh my goodness, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, just had an Amazon delivery. I'll be there in five minutes.
God forbid if you get a really bad cold.
So I do, when I was building this, because again, it's about consistency, and people have said, wow, you've grown really quickly. How have you done it? It is hard work, and it does take time, and it takes money, because we're going to these places, we're supporting the businesses.
Yeah, and I think
we're
not doing it for... to say, you're paying your way.
Yeah,
aren't you?
Definitely.
You're not out there
exactly.
looking for freebies.
No, not at all. Yeah. The reason that I'm doing it is because I've sat at a table, and I would hate to come back. Well, I say come back now, I live here, but if it wouldn't be maybe a couple of months when I wasn't on when I was on the mainland, and you come back and you go, oh, they're not open. Maybe it's because it's out of season. Oh no, permanently closed. And that was heartbreaking, because I knew how good it was.
Yeah.
So when people said, oh, don't talk about our island, we don't want visitors, we don't want this, I said, no, I've been there firsthand. It's the hard workers on the island. Yeah. It's the people that are relying on the tourism, or the locals, or the next door neighbour to say, you know what, I ate at my friend. We're all very quick, like you mentioned, people that you find online. We're all very quick to share celebrities' posts or this or that, but actually people that you know and your friends and like your locals, people don't always share as much or shout about, and we really should.
Brilliant. I have to say, I think you're a great addition to the Isle of Wight.
Thank you so much.
Long may it continue.
Thank you.
I look forward to finding some new places, because
definitely
you led the way.
You can count on me.
And I'm sure you'll have lots of people telling you where you could go next.
Yeah, we love the recommendations. Yeah.
So it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Do come back and see us again.
I will
do,
Nick.
We would love to hear more about what you're up to.
Thank you so much.
We need to have some more.